Well, women in violent relationships are often trapped because of a lack of financial independence, living in the same house as their abuser and sharing the same bank account. Now, a report says Centrelink is sometimes using evidence of domestic violence to reduce payments to women at the very time they most need the extra cash. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
Centrelink payments are based on income, assets and relationship status. Two people will get a slightly lower per-person payment if they're proven to be in a relationship. This is the so-called couple rule. And to determine the couple rule, Centrelink looks into things like addresses, joint finances, and evidence of a sexual relationship.
And unfortunately, police domestic violence reports can tick a number of those boxes.
Dr. Lyndall Sleep is an adjunct professor at the Law Future Centre at Griffith University. In a report for the Australian National Research Organisation for Women's Safety, she found that police reports are being used as evidence by Centrelink to determine that a relationship is legitimate and that the couple rule should apply.
If the police record that the woman involved said, oh, my husband or my ex-husband, my partner has assaulted me, if they record that the relationship is still current, that can be included as part of the couple rule decision. What it does is it ties women's access to social security payment to the income and assets of the perpetrator.
What this means is that during a time of heightened crisis, when a woman might attempt to leave an abusive relationship, her Centrelink income is tied to the person she's trying to escape from, such as in this case study involving a woman named Karen, which was detailed in the report.
During the time when I was trying to enforce a separation, I changed my bank account at the St George Bank into joint names so that I could also use the account. It was at my perpetrator's insistence that I did this. He said that he would contact the school about my past and made other threats about what he would do if I did not cooperate. I did not question why he wanted the account.
The Centrelink couple rule also creates barriers for women that in fact need the most help.
Those who are most impacted by these rules are those who are the most disadvantaged in society and the most marginalised.
Hayley Foster is the Chief Executive Officer of Women's Safety New South Wales.
Aboriginal women, Torres Strait Islander women, women from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, women with disabilities, women who are experiencing a whole range of other levels of discrimination in society, you'll see highly represented in this research. And so there's a compounding impact there. So finances can be an extremely debilitating factor.
She says without an income, women can't leave.
In terms of escaping, if you have no access to immediate finances, you really have no option to leave.
And the impact of financial abuse can affect women for years.
It's also one of the longer term issues in terms of recovery. The devastating impacts of financial abuse can go on for years and years after the abuse has stopped and after they've left the relationship.
Lyndall Sleep says one solution might be scrapping the couple rule altogether to ensure financial independence.
Ultimately, to have a social security system where women are assessed independently would mean that there's no way that somebody's income and assets can be tied to their perpetrator.
So would that be essentially getting rid of the couple rule altogether?
I would love to see that. And I would love to see women being able to access social security payment independently, regardless of the income of their partner.
In a statement, a Department of Human Services spokesman said the department is working to ensure those affected by family and domestic violence are treated sensitively and have information about their options so they can make informed decisions.
Bridget Fitzgerald with that report.